While much focus is given these days to the plight of the honeybee and its critical role as a primary plant pollinator, the monarch butterfly is also facing a tough road of survival. Locally, Jesse Eckrode, outreach coordinator with Carpenter St. Croix Valley Nature Center, talks about the recent listing of monarch butterflies on the endangered wildlife species list.
Recently, monarchs were listed as being in danger. And anecdotally, I think, especially over the course of the last 10 or 15 years, I've seen a decrease. Not as many butterflies as we used to see, definitely.
Eckrode talked about some big picture things people can do to help the monarch.
I applaud every individual who does their best to make change in their yard, whether that's planting a prairie patch or even just putting seeds in the garden for those milkweed plants. But at the end of the day, what we really need to do is make bigger change. So speaking to your local legislators to enact policies to protect habitats, regulate pesticide use and things like that, that's where big change is going to happen.
On the individual level, little things are also important.
Their food source is going away. Monarchs rely exclusively on different species of milkweed to survive, and so if we don't have very much milkweed, that's not good for the caterpillars and the adult butterflies.
Learn more on the Carpenter St. Croix Valley Nature Center website.